Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A three-judge federal panel is reviewing a request to remove federal judge Richard Stearns from the multiple murder trial of accused Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. Bulger's defense attorney has asked the Federal Court of Appeals to remove Stearns in order to ensure a fair upcoming trial. A short but intense hearing yesterday brought tough questions, some skepticism, and concern about public perceptions of the coming trial. WBUR's David Boeri was there and has this report.
15 minutes for each side to make its case. There was little time, so both sides made bold assertions.
The trial must be overseen by a judge who is not connected to the most infamous period in federal law enforcement history in Boston.
J.W. Carney for the defense. He linked the following bullet points. 1. Judge Richard Stearns had worked as the chief of the criminal division for the U.S. Attorney's Office in the 1980s. 2. The 1980s were when Bulger was at his greatest power. 3. That Bulger was never prosecuted because he had been granted immunity for past and future crimes, not by Stearns, but by someone else in the Justice Department, which raised questions, Carney said, about Stearns' ability to be impartial.
If James Bulger was allegedly committing dozens and dozens of crimes, including murders, why wasn't he prosecuted?
But wait, interrupted the judges at the hearing yesterday. Where is the proof Bulger got immunity from the Department of Justice? Is there anything in writing? And when did he get it? Carney replied he was reserving the answers and his details for the trial. That didn't go over well with the judges. The burden to make a clear case for recusal is Mr. Bulger's, said Judge Bruce Celia. You've lost me, commented the judge in questioning Carney's inference, and Judge Sarah Lynch suggested Carney's call for recusal was not on the merits, but for tactical reasons. Inside the courtroom, where the proceedings take place without cameras and microphones, the prosecutor derided the defense claims. They have no facts, no proof. But, interrupted Judge Celia, we do know some facts. And two facts, he pointed out, are that Bulger's relationship with the FBI and the Justice Department has been documented as thoroughly corrupt. And, second, that Judge Stearns at the time occupied a position of great responsibility. Carney, who, unlike the prosecution, comments outside the courthouse, held up Stearns' previous statements about his stint in the U.S. Attorney's Office and refusing to recuse himself from the Bulger trial.
He said during that entire period, he was never aware at any time of any investigation by anyone of James Bulger.
And that, coming from a man who was the chief of the criminal division, Carney told the court, flies in the face of common sense and experience. There were questions that Judge Stearns might have clarified. A fellow former prosecutor appears to have contradicted Stearns' claim he had no knowledge whatsoever of any investigation of Bulger. Stearns had misstated the years in which he had been in the U.S. Attorney's Office, but Judge Stearns declined to appear as he was invited to by the court, so the questions go unanswered. Might a reasonable person question Stearns' ability to be impartial? That's one test for recusal. My concern is about public confidence and public perception, said Judge Celia. I'm concerned about the public perception as to whether the defendant can get a fair trial under these circumstances. And that test of what reasonable members of the public might think may well be the standard upon which the judges decide. They'll need to decide soon if the trial, set for June, is to stay on schedule. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.